We said, well, what would you do? What can you do? So easy. I drop a 25% tax on China. And you know, I said to somebody that is really the messenger. The messenger is important. I could have one man say, we're going to tax you 25%. And I could say another, listen, you motherfuckers, we're going to tax you 25%. Now, you said the same exact thing. You said the same exact thing, but it's a different messenger.
Thomas Paine Podcast, number 13. How about that at the top of the show? Donald Trump, President Trump, dropping an F-bomb. So all those lectures people give me about my language, just save it, okay? Alpha males don't always play nice, folks. This isn't the Miss or Mr. Congeniality contest. Here we go again. Yeah, we find all this kind of interesting stuff. It's not a doctored clip. It was Trump in Vegas talking about when he was campaigning. So, oh, we like your show. We like what you say, Mike. Payne, we like what you say, but God, your language is so tough to deal with. Well, right? The guy's president of the United States. And, you know, by the way, we happen to be born on the same day. So we, there's a lot of similarities. East Coast, Philly, East Coast, New York. You think this guy sits around and with drinking a teacup with his pinky up and doesn't let the F-bombs fly? Give me a break. I've been to meetings all day and in phone conversations, so my voice might be a little blasted, but let's do this thing again. We're back. These microphones are so sensitive, it's crazy. Anyway, Panic States of America, what do you guys think about that, right? I was thinking I had this crazy idea. If this coronavirus is so bad, why don't we, and it's so dangerous, and people are just not even allowed to be within 6 feet of each other. You get it from anybody, anywhere. Why don't we close the borders? Thank you. That's it. Thank you. That's the shortest episode ever. Wrong button, but you know what? I kind of like it. It's like, hey, why don't we just close the borders? Thank you. Let's try it again. Hey, if this coronavirus is so dangerous and you get it from just about everywhere, why don't we just close the borders? No, that was the right button. Yeah, I mean, we got 130 people in this country die every day from opioid overdose. 130 a day on average. What's being done about them? Where's the $8 billion to help those people? Congress just shout out $8 billion like they're giving some kid his fucking lunch money. Oh, yeah, $8 billion, no problem, $8 billion. What the hell is $8 billion? It's not their money. They give it out all day long. It's your money. Oh, even... Nah, I'm not even going to get into it, though. They'll throw me off the air if I really fucking cut loose on this thing. Okay, let me work in some plugs here. Let's see. How about some plug music? We'll mix it up a little bit here. Can we get some plug music going? Wait a minute.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Okay. All right. Having a little bit of fun here. Find us, truepundit.com, our news. And Thomas1774Payne on Twitter, true_pundit on Twitter. One thing I really want to promote is... like 70 or 80 or 90 hour and a half, 2 hour shows on Patreon talking about all kind of politics, current events. So if you like the stuff you hear on a podcast here, a natural fit would be to mosey on over to patreon.com/truepundit and support our efforts there, which helps keep everything going, the news site, this podcast. So it's patreon.com/truepundit. Helps out a lot, folks. Yeah, you got to put some skin in the game to try to support us. But that's what it's all about. The difference between not paying anything and listening to these idiots on Fox and other places mislead you on a regular basis. But you're paying for that, too. You just don't realize it. It's part of your cable bill. You're paying $3, $4, $5 a month to Fox. It doesn't show up in your credit card statement, so you think it's for free, but it's not. It's part of your cable bill, so... We do appreciate the support we have on Patreon, and it's gone a long way, and it means a lot to us, so if you want to come over that side... Help us out there. That's my main plug for the week. Patreon.com/truepundit. Show up over there. Poke around a little bit. I'm sure you'll find more stuff that resonates with you if you like what you're hearing here. There's a lot of shows we've done over the last year and a half on there. And without those shows, without a year and a half of doing those shows, I wouldn't be doing these shows. So... All good stuff. We appreciate it. Patreon.com/truepundit. I need a drink already. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Interesting phone call this week and from the IRS or somebody who's tracking me as part of some kind of federal investigation, according to them. So let's have some fun. Let's play that.
Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order it...
Social Security Administration, how can I help you?
Hi, I got a voicemail to call you.
At what time did you receive the phone call or a voicemail?
I received it this morning. Excuse me.
Did you receive any sort of case ID or a reference number to which I can give you the information?
No, it said... Let's see. I was part of some kind of last chance to say contact us for a federal investigation.
All right, sir. May I know who am I speaking with so that I can give you the information?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
All right, man. All right, sir. Give me a moment, okay?
Thank you. These fucking dopes. Think they hung up on me. Let's call him back.
Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order it was received.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Jimi Hendrix. I got a call, and I just got hung up on or something. I was on hold.
Oh, I helped me with the zip code.
Zip code 19014. Hello?
All right, help me with your social security number.
Yeah, who is this? It said I'm part of some kind of investigation or something. What's going on?
Sir, you are speaking with Officer Joy Margus. Help me with your social security number so that I can verify that I'm speaking to the right person.
What's your name? Officer who?
Joy Margus.
Joy Margus. Wow. Yeah. Where are you guys at?
We are located at 79935 Texas.
In Texas?
Yes, sir. Help me with your social security number.
Yeah, I don't know what this investigation is about. What's going on? What did I do wrong?
Sir, to provide you the information, you need to verify me your social security number so that I can understand that I'm speaking to the right person.
This is Jimi Hendrix, for fuck's sake. I told you what my name is. What's the matter with you? Don't you know who Jimi Hendrix
is? Your social security number.
What's your name again? Officer Fun Screech? Who is it?
Help me with your social security number.
Why would I give you my social security number so you can take over my bank account, you fucking weirdo?
It's for the verification purpose.
You contacted me, you dumb fuck. Looks like the colleges snuck one in on us when we weren't watching. Good old liberal colleges. Was out last night for a couple brews and some college basketball and shooting the shit with some of my fraternity brothers. And the waitress told us that her classes had just been canceled at Westchester University. And she was just notified literally right before we got there that she, via email, that there's no more classes. No more in-person classes, and for the next 3 weeks, no one has to go to school at all. You know what's going to happen, right? Just what she said. No one's going to leave, and they're just going to drink for the next 3 weeks. And then some kind of cyber classes begin. Everybody has to leave the dorm, though. Closing down the dorms, and it looks like Tuesday, all this stuff is definitely coordinated behind the scenes, I'm convinced of that. So Harvard did it on Tuesday, closed up, told everybody to get the hell out, give them like 2 or 3 days to pack up their stuff and beat it. And then about 55, 60, 75, it looks like, schools did the same thing. Harvard, Columbia, Princeton, out in California, Stanford, UC Berkeley, all the UC schools, USC, the super liberal schools here, folks, leading the way. I just know it's NYU, of course. You can always find them in some kind of liberal scheme. MIT, which is interesting. What's going on here? Duke, Rutgers, MIT, which is very interesting for a number of reasons. Might be able to get into that later. Some of my guys are worried about losing time at work and potentially eating up all their savings while they see their 401k shrink, the collapsing stock market. Sure to follow would be a disastrous real estate market. Why not? If you're gonna get smacked, why not just your whole entire portfolio collapse, everything you work for in life down the drain? On a whim. I mean, this this is largely unproven. Coronavirus fears. If it's so bad and all these colleges are closing, it's so dangerous. Why don't we close down the borders of the country? Wouldn't that help protect all of us? Why don't we close down the borders? Exactly. Crickets. They'll close everything down, right? They'll close the stock markets down. They'll close colleges down. They'll close your work down. They'll close your bank account down. They'll close your investments down. Any savings you might have in the bank by the time this is over with. They'll close that all down. But not the border. Keep these people coming in, folks. We don't know what the hell they're doing, where they've been, what they have, what they're carrying. Bring them in. It's fucking ridiculous. Trump's not worried about it, he says. He's not worried about it. Zero worry, President Trump said. Sure. I wouldn't be worried if I was Trump either. He's got great doctors. Doesn't have to wait in line or fuck around with some shitty copay with some crappy insurance program. He's not out here in the trenches. Doesn't have to worry about his money on Wall Street. Doesn't have to worry about whether his kids are at home. Those schools are closed. Doesn't have to worry about losing work, losing income. The next shoe to drop is like food shortages. I can see that happening. Not making your mortgage payment. Falling behind on your bills. Economy was doing well. These guys fucking sandbagged it. These guys don't give two shits about you, believe me. They don't care whether you die in the street or of coronavirus. So all this bullshit, we care about you stuff, I'm not buying it. They're using this to further their political and personal ideologies. That's what they do all the time. They use a crisis to further their agenda. And the media is all in on it, too. My God, it's insane. I think about it, 130 people die every day in this country from opioid overdoses. What do we have? 15 deaths or something? 10 deaths in the United States from this thing? 130 people a day in the United States. Every single day, die of opioid ODs. I didn't see Congress throwing $8 billion at that to try to remedy that or change that. These criminals whipped up $8 billion like it was nothing, like it was fucking Jiffy Pop popcorn. Where's that money going? Kiss that money goodbye. Goes to the CDC and all their friends, criminal friends, spread it around. That's where that's going. Gates Foundation, Bill Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Gates Foundation, another scheme, another liberal scheme. It's able to steal money with cover from the corrupt Department of Justice. A project funded by the Gates Foundation will soon begin issuing a home test kit for the novel coronavirus COVID-19, according to a report in the Seattle Times. The study, based on a nose swab, should be able to return results in up to 2 days and will be shared with health officials, who can then notify people who test positive. Yeah. What a fucking scheme. Look at this. I don't think most people don't see schemes like I see them. Individuals who have been infected will then be encouraged to answer an online questionnaire to give health officials information about their movements so that these officials can identify and notify other people who may need to be tested or quarantined. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Cha-ching. Cashing in. Unbelievable. How much is the government going to pay these guys for this? I'm sure Gates has also got his hand in the vaccine development as well. Gates, who stick as thieves with the Clinton Foundation, the officials from both and officers from both organizations should be indicted and in jail for what they've done, and it'll come out. I don't want to get into it. I'm too fucking pissed off and tired to talk about it today. We've already talked about some of it in previous podcasts. You can tell I'm a little bit under the weather. But hey, I'm hoping to get one of these test kits from Bill Gates. All I have to do is swab my nose and return it to these guys. Get this scheme. Here's the scheme, right? I give you my DNA and I don't test positive. You still have my DNA and all my information. What are you going to do with that? What happens when you have my DNA now? What database is that going to? What government database is that going to? Here's this free test kit. Send it out to you. We'll let you know if you're sick, because we've scared the shit out of you. Used the media to scare the shit out of you and everything else. And just take this easy, friendly nose swab test. Oh, and you know what? You're not positive. Thank God. Congratulations. You didn't test positive, but we have your DNA. How much do you think they make selling the DNA out the back door to some database? Truly incredible, these people. And you know goddamn well they're going to do it. That's the whole intent. I said this a few days ago. Like clockwork. Okay, here we go. March 7th, I tweeted, awaiting the government's call for, quote, voluntary, unquote, swabbing testing, you know, to, quote, protect you, unquote, while collecting your DNA illegally. Hashtag coronavirus. three days later, this information comes out about the Gates Foundation, here to help you and, I mean, these guys are arch criminals. I hope they sue me or something, because it'd be fun to litigate against these people and get all their records, all their internal records, who they ripped off. I have to hire a full-time staff to figure it out. These guys are master criminals. Who are you supposed to trust these days, right? You got the media. They lie to you for money. You got the government. They lie to you for even more money. And then you got places like Big Pharma, who make money when both the media and the government lie to you. Where do you go for good information on something like the coronavirus to see if it's really dangerous and what kind of risk you and your loved ones are at? Where do you go? You don't go anywhere. You're fucked. The media has sold us out so many times, they can't be believed. So they've cried wolf so many times. We used to be able to look to them to some degree for truthfulness. steer you clear of situations, but those days are over. These guys are completely compromised. Governments know better. You know, the media and the government, they work together. They need each other. For all the bitching the media does about the government, they really need each other. The media goes along to get along in many ways for access to the government, because without access, they don't have any stories. That's where we're a little different. We don't give a two fucks about the government and trying to be friends with them, because we can get our information without them giving us access, and without going to cocktail parties, without going to CPAC and getting coronavirus from somebody they won't identify. We don't need to hang out with these people. We get information anyhow. But for everybody else, see, that's the problem. They have to play ball. They can't really rat out the government for stuff that they know what's going on. And you're the one that suffers. You don't get the intelligence. You don't get the information. Perfect example, what's going on now? How bad is this? We don't know. We can't trust the media. We can't trust the government. You know, everybody says, well, Trump's in office. You still can't trust these people, okay? Wake up. A couple days ago, they were saying it's not a big deal, and now they're going to start closing every fucking school and people's work. So, seems like a pretty radical swing in 6 or 7 days, don't you think? I told you folks, whenever the government tells you everything's okay, don't worry about anything. Start fucking worrying. Trouble ahead. When you hear that kind of bullshit. Don't worry. We got it taken care of. Don't worry. Don't worry. The problem is this, right? Whether this is a big deal or it's not a big deal. Whether you're going to get this, whether you can get this, how contagious it is, that kind of thing, is one thing. The problem is the byproduct of panic and chaos and uncertainty that the media and the government work together to create, whether they want to admit it or not. What kind of impact does that have on your daily life and your finances and your world, your family, the people you care about? Chaos. I see people like fighting over toilet paper now and stuff online. What's going on here? This is what it's going to come down to. Yeah. Governor Cuomo in New York, you know, he'll be the first one to put the National Guard in the street. Martial law. These guys are crazy. Get an opportunity like this, they're going to take advantage of it. They're going to press their case. They love stuff like that. They've been dreaming about stuff like this. Oh, we can, you know, the American public is stupid. We can implement martial law. We can get these dummies to swab their own noses and cheeks and send their DNA to us. This makes the Patriot Act look like a training film. I mean, being able to steal your personal information and get your personal information without a warrant is one thing, but your DNA now? That's a hell of a trick. Let's see how fucking stupid Americans are out there. It's a pretty good scheme if you think about it. Fear is a hell of a weapon. DOJ uses it all the time against defendants. Criminal defendants, witnesses, fear. Very powerful. Third world dictators and despots use it too, historically. Do whatever they want. Treat their subjects like a piece of meat. Civil liberties. Hell, folks would be lining up to have their civil liberties violated if it makes them feel safe. Send me that home test. I want to make sure that I don't have the virus. Meanwhile, this all kind of dovetails nicely by maybe being able to listen, if they're shutting down colleges, they're going to shut down a lot of other stuff. You can almost guarantee that political rallies will be shut down as well. Political gatherings, especially leading up to the election. That benefits the Democrats. Obviously, without Trump being able to campaign like he does, energize his base. Also keeps a flaming, dementia-laden jackass like Joe Biden out of the limelight. Maybe Joe can self-quarantine before his entire campaign implodes. Guy's a menace. Maybe this is also a way to keep him off the debate stage, even with Bernie, and especially against Trump. My God, can you imagine the nightmare that's going to be? It can't actually happen. They can't let this guy debate on live TV. I mean, we talked about it before on Patreon show. Patreon.com/TruePundit. I've been saying this for months. We know some folks in the campaign that are terrified that this guy gets on a national stage. It could be a disaster. So he's not all there. Obviously, we see this guy, right? We see him in limited press situations, and every time you see him, he makes just a massive gaffe, yelling at people, swearing at people. This is voters. He's out of control. So if you lock everything down, that definitely benefits the Dems. See, all this stuff benefits the Dems. Economy collapses, stock market collapses, job uncertainty, schools close. It's chaos. Doesn't benefit the GOP. Then you get the media to play right along to help the Dems, cause a nice old-fashioned panic. Everything dovetails nicely. Nice overall collapse to hurt the incumbent. Let me tell you something, folks. These guys wouldn't care if half the country died as long as Trump wasn't their president. That's how fucking sick these people are. I know that sounds crazy, but it's not that far off. Certainly don't care if the market collapses. Country's a strange place these days. My grandparents, you know, I've been doing some family history searches and stuff. It's really interesting. And I've had a lot of luck because I've used many of the research skills I learned through the years. And unlike chasing criminal defendants or reprobates or scofflaws or criminals, using those same techniques to go back and dig up facts about your family and your ancestors has been really fun. It's been really effective and gives you a great 360-degree view of your life and where you came from and why you might be the way you are with personality traits and things like that. My grandparents weathered the Great Depression and World War II, and my great-grandparents navigated life here in a new country. My great-great-grandfather kicked ass in the Civil War. He was a real troublemaker. Real badass. And today, America and its so-called leaders cower to the flu. What a bunch of pussies we've become. Not me, though. I don't put myself in that category. It's a interesting two-sided coin for me. I get upset that, just exactly what I said, that the country seems so lost many times, right? Compared to what the different challenges our ancestors had to weather before. Some of the ones I just mentioned, okay? And they did it. They did it. Before the internet, before social media, before all these things. It was a different lifestyle. You wonder if it wasn't better because it was simpler. You wonder if all this technology has not really improved things that much. You wonder. I wonder. The flip side of it is for me. It's good for me because I'm like a throwback. I'm rolling like 50s, 60s, 70s. Like for me, it's great because I'm a throwback. I'm rolling 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm raising my kids that way. Showing them what it is to be a man. Because you get in my way, I'll just fucking steamroll you. See, this is America. This is the way America was built. Don't have time for all these snowflakes, the snowflake crowd. And then folks that tell you, oh, you got to tone it down. Fuck you, I'm toning anything down. I am the way I am. I'm a composite of my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my great-great-grandparents. I'm a composite of these people. They were tough bastards, and I've decided that, hey, I'm going to carry it on. Go against the grain, the snowflake crowd, even the GOP politicians. Stuff saying, oh, you gotta calm down, man. You got to be more inclusive. You know, these folks have a point on the other side of the aisle. They have a point. Got to listen. No, I don't have to do fucking anything, see? See, I don't have to do anything because all you do is make fun of and belittle my belief systems. Christian. Conservative. Supporter of the Second Amendment. Supporter of the First Amendment. Supporter of the Constitution. A fan of the Founding Fathers. Everything I believe in gets picked on, chipped away, and messed with 24/7 by the other side of the media. Fuck you, I don't have to change. I'm sticking with what I like, what I believe in. My belief systems don't change like a weather vane. This is the way I was brought up by tough people. They had a series and system of beliefs, and they followed it. They lived by it. They died by it. You turn on the television, see all this bullshit they put in front of you, telling you how you should think, what you should support, what you should believe. And they constantly attack the traditional family. The model of the traditional family. They make it seem like if you support that, you're an idiot. You're stupid. You're square. Get with it, man. Everybody's changing, man. What they fail to tell you is that that structure built this country. The people that they belittle on a regular basis built this country. These folks, these groups that they make fun of and marginalize, they're the glue that's holding this country together right now. Everything that's good, okay, folks, don't change for these fucking people. Even if they put some kind of medical scare in your face. Be true to yourself. Don't forget where you came from. You want to talk about swabbing somebody's nose and collecting somebody's DNA? Here's my DNA. You're raised by tough people who love their country and love their families. And would fight for their country and fight for their families and for the government. But would also fight the government if they threatened your livelihood, your families, all these good people that got you here. did what they were supposed to do. They had to fight for the country, fight for the families, put bread on the table. God-fearing. These people were patriots. That's how I came up. Germans, Irish, Polacks. If you want to look to the government and you think they're going to help you out and they have your best interest in mind, good luck with that. If that was true, why do they keep making money? All these people keep making more and more millions of dollars and you can't put your bills together. You got like $1,000 in the bank. $1,500. And you're sweating this out. Right? This gets bad. You think these people are going to help you? No, they don't give a shit about you. Don't try to tell me what my belief system is. With all your Hollywood programming, your TV programming. Fantasy bullshit. So I don't trust these people. As far as I can throw them. There's always an agenda. Always trying to get you to convert you to their ideology. They're trying to control you. Trying to change your life. Because they know what's best for you. So when I see these same entities, the media, higher ranking government, it's not even about Trump. Trump doesn't control the CDC. The CDC is a liberal piece of shit organization. So is the World Health Organization, okay? These people are always trying to control things. Get you to change over to their ideology, whether it's climate change or... It goes on forever, okay? Nonsense. Nonsense in the daily lives of hardworking people. Fucking nonsense. So when I see all this stuff happening from these same players who have a brutal track record of honesty, I get a little skeptical. Beyond a little skeptical, I'm very cynical. I understand that. I understand it might sound cynical, but... Talking about decades of proof that these guys do not have your best interest in mind. Late Tuesday night, Trump dropped a bank safe on the head of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, his former AG Jeff Sessions. And Trump endorsed Tommy Tuberville for the Alabama Senate race. Sessions again is running for the Senate in Alabama. And Trump just came out and basically made sure that that's not going to happen, or did his darndest to make sure that's not going to happen. The politics of Tommy Tuberville is a subject for another time, but it'd be interesting to see how this plays out. I wouldn't exactly say Tuberville is a staunch conservative at all. But this move definitely drives a spear through the heart of the Trust Sessions crowd. Like I've said for years now, people know where I stand on that. And let there be no doubt, Trump is not a fan of Jeff Sessions and has not been a fan for a long time. He just went out of his way to try to make sure this guy doesn't get... He just tried to kill the guy politically, basically. Tuberville's in a U.S. Senate runoff with Sessions. This could get ugly. It could get interesting. But that's a big blow to Jeff Sessions. And a massive blow. A massive blow to the crowd that's been lying for years now. That Sessions was secretly helping Trump in some kind of a bullshit operation. I don't even know where these bird brains come up with their stuff, but it's laughable. Yeah. Yeah, here's what the operation was. Trump doesn't like this guy and didn't like him when he was AG, and that's basically what we've been saying for a long time. You Twitter journalists out there, keep chasing unicorns. looking for leprechauns. We're going to stick with what we hear from our sources in the DOJ. You guys are out playing grab ass and misleading people. And these people mislead you. They ask you for money. Oh, could you send some money? You know, we're out here doing a big job. We're out here trying to get the truth. You're fucking liars. You're grifters. It's great, really, in a way. It's unfortunate because they take advantage of so many people. But at the same time, where's this going? What's their upside? Where do they think this is going, you know, headed? You can't keep doing this forever and misleading people and profiting from it. It doesn't eventually comes to a dead end, and people are not going to be happy. This whole thing crashes and burns. They're not going to be happy about it, or not going to be happy about you either. So this is a massive blow to that whole grifter crowd who just create their own narrative, and they think that this is all part of some operation. I don't know where these people come from. Well, I unfortunately, we do know where a lot of these people come from, and it's not a good place where they were before Trump became president. It runs the gamut from jail to mental hospitals to, I'm not going to give these people any more time, but it's a very interesting development for sure with Trump and Sessions. These guys just lie to your face. See Biden today? He was confronted by a union worker in Michigan. Let me play it for you.
These union workers that have been working countless hours under the Trump administration, I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you.
No, shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my sons hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in Beto, no, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the guns.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on.
All right. Don't tell me to do that.
There's a lot of guys.
I'm not worried. Hold on. Give me a break, man. Don't be such a
worried guy. You're pushing up on me.
Hey, there's a lot of
people. Hey. Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Are you able to own a machine gun? I said, are you able to own one? I'm the law.
Machine guns are illegal.
That's right. So AR-15s illegal.
How is that a machine gun?
No, it's not.
Semi-automatic.
Yeah, do you need 100 rounds? Do you need 100 rounds?
There are more deaths in America from handguns than there are what you call assault rifles. Why are you advocating for assault rifles when people are dying by handguns?
Hey, come on.
They want your guns. They want your money. Anything you've accumulated in the stock market, they want that. They want it all. They know what's best for you. Good Biden calls this guy full of shit. Can you imagine this guy? He wants to be president. I don't have a problem if a president curses at the media and other politicians. But when you attack the electorate for asking you legitimate questions, and Biden was almost ready to fight the guy. He was like poking at him and in his face. The guy's like wearing a hard hat. He's like, dude, what are you doing? Thought Biden was going to start doing push-ups. So they'll put a guy in office that doesn't even really know his name, where he's at, what he's doing. They'll crash the economy, turn the country upside down to put this maniac in office so they can all make sure that they get away with their crimes and the money they've stolen through the years and go back to stealing money from you. They know what's best for you. Just remember that. You better learn your place, folks. Like this guy with the hard hat in Detroit. He better learn his place. Joe is telling him you're full of shit, peon. Wait till I'm president, I'll come find you. Biden will show up right at the door with the FBI to take the guy's guns personally. If we're not all dead by then. But Joe Biden wouldn't know the difference anyway.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And Corn Pop. And Corn Pop. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. You may cut me, man, but I. You may cut me, man. You may cut me, man. You may cut. 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 You may. You may cut me, man, but I'm gonna wrap this chain around your head. You may cut me, man. You may cut me, man, but I'm gonna wrap this chain around your head, dude. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. I'm gonna wrap this chain around your head.